Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Paula, you speak English?
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. And we appreciate each and every one of you joining us. So the impossible question of the day, yesterday's was 53% of people under the age of 35, over half, are terrified of this. Answer is, Charlie and I totally missed it. I guess because we're not going bald.
Okay, well, whoa. 53%, that includes the female half.
Yes, that does. That would be correct, by the way.
And you got to keep in mind, for this to be a big fear, there are a lot of men who don't even have that as a big fear, who don't care. Right?
It's a big fear.
And so that means it's a big fear amongst females as well.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm still going to go with my answer, which was work.
I think you're right, actually.
Sorry.
I think you're
spot
on.
How many excuses have you heard to not work?
I think you're spot on. All right. Today's impossible question. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. The number one item lost in a household is blank.
Oh, that's easy.
Keys?
Manhood.
Yeah, goes along with the work. Good one. I love it.
Sorry, you number got another one. Question? That was too easy. You have number any more? One. Or are we just going to keep with that question?
No, I think that's a pretty good one, actually.
The number one item lost in a household.
Man card.
Your man card. Where'd I, hey, honey, where'd I put my man card?
It's gone. I shredded it. Charlie. Oh, fingernail clippers, he says. Number one item lost.
Okay, that would be a big one.
I'm saying car keys. I'm still saying that's the number one item lost. How many times do people run around trying to find car keys?
Socks.
Oh, socks is another good one.
Haven't you ever lost one, you know, half of a pair
they
of
go
socks?
To, they go to Sock Hades.
They do.
They just disappear.
My wife hides them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, we've got these piles out in the backyard where, you know, there's been digging. We have no dog.
Well, so there's your wife out there digging.
And I'm missing socks. I think she's messing with me.
Anyways, answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. This show today, by the way, as you're listening to it, may very well be hearing it on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, which we appreciate that very much, by the way. So we will do our best to not date the show. But, you know, that's always hard to do because there's just certain things that come up in the news that we're going to talk about.
I'm going to talk as if I'm 1 week older.
Perfect. That works.
Yeah, thank
Predict
you.
Predict the future. Talk into next week.
I'm a team player.
All right, so in turn,
yes,
this particular week, this live Tuesday that we're actually talking to you on, this is November the 17th. For those of you that may want to know what day we actually recorded this show, and the live show today is the 17th, of course, COVID updates, and there's a lot. Governor Polis was just out earlier today talking about several counties. I believe there are 12 to 15 counties that are going to go to now. We have another category of COVID awareness.
Yeah, I think he said it's 13 categories that he says are red.
It's red now. We're going to red. That's a new category, by the way. We didn't used to have that category. I think it's red, and then the last one is whatever. They just lock everything up and throw away the key.
Something tells me none of those voted red.
Yeah, probably not.
No. If they're shutting down like this.
And there's news stories today coming out of restaurants that are now closing down. And, you know, this is what's going to happen, folks. As we continue to shut things down, you're going to see more businesses close. It's going to get tougher for people to rebound. They're not going to be able to rebound in a lot of cases. You're going to have more people out of work, and it just continues to spiral. And the fact of the matter is COVID something, you know, I just was reading an article where a lot of patients don't think COVID is real, and they want to know why are they dying. Okay, COVID's real. We've never on this show, I for one, Charlie, Andy, none of us have ever denied COVID isn't real. It's a real virus from China. It's real. It kills certain people, certain parts of the population it's devastating in. I get it. I understand that. But you cannot, and I will repeat this, as we head into Thanksgiving, we're going to talk about even different things that the government wants you to do heading into Thanksgiving. We'll talk about some of that today. They're ludicrous things, by the way. Because here's the reality. You cannot shut down an entire society because people die.
No.
Right?
You can't.
Because if that were the case, Andy, there are many other things in this world that we would stop doing, i.e. driving. We would kill every mode of transportation known to mankind because every one of those modes has a potential for someone to die, right?
Yeah. You'd have to have like a universal 10-mile-per-hour speed limit. Then you could prevent all auto deaths. But what would that do to the economy?
It would kill it and because people wouldn't travel around. They wouldn't go anywhere. It would kill the auto industry and all of the ancillary ancillary businesses that go along with the auto industry. We would not be able to travel by train. You wouldn't be able to travel by plane. I mean, let's go down the list, Andy. You would literally kill all. Let's face it. You just kill all transportation.
Yeah, if you are going to avoid deaths— You have to avoid you have to avoid life.
And I was watching
if you want to avoid death, you have to avoid life.
Okay, so I was watching this new series I was watching a series on Netflix because you guys know me. I don't watch much TV, but I watch this series. So I've been watching Hell on Wheels, which is a series on Netflix about the Old West and the train, the actual rails being put in heading west. So it's this story of what's going on with the rails, and I'm not going to get all the details.
Did you get to the golden spike and all that?
Yeah. Well, here's my point, though.
All right.
In one of the scenes in this show, they show a runaway, back in the day we had the, horse and buggies and the wagons and so on. So it was a runaway four-horse wagon where there's no driver. The driver must have fallen off, and it's running rampaging through town, and everybody's jumping out of the way, hoping they don't get run over by this wagon. So here's my point. You literally would have to kill all transportation, including what I just mentioned, if you want to eliminate all deaths from transportation.
Yes. Hey, can I tell you what really, first of all, I totally agree. Can I tell you what really angers me about this? It's people who say what's killing the economy is COVID, not the COVID restrictions.
Oh, no, it's the COVID restrictions,
folks.
Oh,
yeah.
No,
I mean,
it's not.
John, you tell me, what is killing all these businesses, all these jobs, all these things? Is it A, something, a comorbidity that is killing less than 0.1% of the population at an age which is the same as the average lifespan of Americans?
Right.
Okay. That or all the restrictions that say all of your customers who you want to be comfortable, happy, living life, and ready to spend, you're going to mask them and separate them separate your shelves.
That's right.
Me, which one of those things is killing the economy, John?
The restrictions are. I've got another example, by the way, of how blown up and how overhyped these things are in regards to our response, is what I'm trying to get at, our response to COVID and how we're handling things. It's just, folks... I know that, again, I'm not trying to downplay the severity of what can happen to certain individuals that catch COVID. I'm not downplaying that at all. In fact, those of you that know for a fact are very susceptible to something along these lines, a respiratory virus, which is what this is, that's what's been determined. I'm not an expert by any means, but we all know that's what happens. It affects the lungs, the breathing, and so on, right? Am I correct in saying that?
Yes.
So if you're somebody that, previously
you're
has had pneumonia,
risk.
you bronchitis, you catch that stuff easily, you maybe or even have been on, breathing machines in the past with those types of even the average cold and so on, if that's you, then I would highly suggest you do everything possible to not get it.
I agree.
But leave me alone.
Shelter yourself. Well,
right?
Yes.
Leave me alone because I don't have that problem.
Yes. Der Fuhrer, Kevin Polis, he says that we are selfish bastards because we want people to not be wearing masks and separating so that the economy gets going and people live their lives again. Okay. Who is more selfish, us or the people who are at risk who say, rather than sheltering myself, I want the rest of society to shelter itself, even if it destroys society? You tell
point.
Me, who is more selfish?
Those that want me to actually wear a mask and do all the things that I need to do on a daily basis to make sure that they don't get sick. they're actually being more selfish than me.
Exactly. And it's not just...
I want everybody to flourish.
Yes.
I'm not being selfish at all. I want businesses and owners and employees and the economy to flourish for a good day's work with a good return of pay for what they do and a good economy because customers are spending money and there's confidence and so on. That's what I want. That's not being selfish at all, Andy.
No, no. In fact, let's close with this question. I'm going to give you one question before we go to break. I know you don't like wearing a mask. I don't like wearing a mask. But is your opposition to masks about that, or is it about what's happening to all these people's lives? Are you being selfish, or are you thinking about millions of people, John?
I'll answer that when we come back.
Thank you.
Great, great segue. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, folks. They want to take care of you, your vehicle, all that you have going on, I should say. Yeah, right now it's beautiful outside. It could be very nasty as we get into the weekend. We might even have a little bit of snow coming. And as you travel through Thanksgiving, make sure that you're up, ready to go, and your vehicle is as well. Extreme Auto Repair, they'd love to help you out. There's a 15% off any repair right now. Just go to klzradio.com or call them at 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
Hey, Channa Kitchens is coming next, folks, and they want to make sure that you have that place in your home where everybody gathers and it's enjoyable, it functions well, and everything just works the way it's supposed to. It's enchanted. That's why it's called Enchanted Kitchens. Find them today at klzradio.com or call 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better. The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works. Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home. Then, the Enchanted Kitchens design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
Bruce Simmons is next, American Liberty Mortgage. He would love to help you with a reverse mortgage if that's something you think may benefit you. You've got a lot of equity you're sitting on. You don't want to move. You want to tap into that. A reverse mortgage might be the best option for you. Ask Bruce today. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-467-7821.
You don't need it now, but you will need it someday. You're still working, and you're not planning on retiring immediately, but you'd like to have cash available for your future. A reverse mortgage line of credit allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into tax-free, liquid money available to you at any time, and you don't need to use it right away. KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce Simmons, has been hearing from homeowners 62 years and older who haven't retired yet, but who would like to get a reverse mortgage now while interest rates are still so low. Bruce can help you maximize the amount of money available to you, setting up a line of credit that will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. Don't wait until you retire. Plan ahead now so you know you have the money when you need it. Set up a free consultation with Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. Andy asked me earlier, before we went to that break, what I thought about masks and whether or not I feel like, you know, essentially, how do I feel masks are affecting, you know, am I being, you know, personally selfish by not wanting to wear a mask, or am I more worried about what masks are doing to everyone else that's wearing them and the economy, correct?
Right. And the reason I ask you this is because you're looked at as a selfish bastard right. by our governor, because he's looking at John Rush and saying, John Rush, you just don't want to wear a mask. You don't care who that endangers. You don't care. It's all about your comfort. You're just a liberty activist. That's all that matters to John Rush. Answer it.
And actually, what I'm going to say is, no, I'm taking a very common sense approach, because as I continue to read through all the documentation, and I even look at people that have been advocate wearers of masks and social distancers that have gotten COVID and have now come out and said, I did everything possible to make sure I didn't get COVID. I always wore a mask. I always social distance. I didn't go anywhere outside of my own family. On and on we go. And yet still ended up with COVID. And by the way, these are some of the biggest proponents of everything I just said that are now coming out on Twitter saying, I don't know what we do to not catch it. It looks to me like it's just out there and you're either going to get it or you're not going to get it. And these are coming from people that have been hardcore distancers, maskers, whatever you want to call it. In other words, they have been hardcore on making sure they don't get sick. But yet at the end of the day, Andy, they still did, which tells me that all of the stuff that we're doing, all these motions, i.e. that we're going through that everybody thinks is making them safe, number one, it's not making them safe. Number two, it actually might be making it work. And something making it worse, I should say, is something I've been talking about on my show ever since the beginning of this whole mask debacle. And that is this. When you've got something on your face, you are more likely to be touching the things that are around you, i.e. Costco. Okay, we'll use that example. You go to Costco, you grab the cart that has been, quote unquote, sanitized. Okay, got your mask on, you walk in. But as you go through the rest of the store, what are you doing, Andy?
You're touching stuff.
You're touching stuff that what? Everyone else has touched, right?
Right. Because they grabbed that item, but they looked at the back of it because they wanted to see, okay, what's in this?
Right. And they put it back.
You know, oh, there's only this many of this item in right. here. It's too expensive per item. They put it back. Whatever. They put it back. All this stuff's being touched.
That's right.
You're touching it. And then what are you touching?
Your face, because you got a dang mask on, and I see it all of the time.
Right. There's no question, John, that people, first of all, people touch their faces normally anyway. They touch them far more.
All of you listening just did.
What?
All of you listening just did.
Yes, just to be sure. Do I have a face? Yeah, okay, still there. Good. People touch their faces far more when they have something on
yes.
their faces.
Yes.
Yes. That's all there is to it. By the way, that can be true with, you and I have both had LASIK.
Yes. But, well, no, I haven't, but I know how it works.
You remember the day with glasses. You ever have some glasses or shades that are a little loose?
Yes, you're always dinking with them.
They slip down a little
you're
bit.
You're always fussing with them.
Right. They slip down. You're always fussing with them. Well, a mask, if it's tight enough to never need to be fussed with, then it's choking you.
Right. And you don't want to wear it.
Right. Okay, so
it's a little bit loose. It's always falling down, so you're always adjusting it up to your nose. I've said this numerous times, and I've had medical folks agree with me when I say this.
Every time.
If people actually wore masks the way they're actually intended to wear them, fine. The problem is no one does or will or can, because it's impractical to ask them to do so.
Right. Right. I mean, masks at their very best, all masks do is shorten the distance of a cough.
To the next person, by the way, if you're wearing a mask thinking you're not going to get COVID because you're wearing it, you're an idiot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to be.
That's not going to happen.
You're a lunatic.
If you're wearing a mask thinking you're not going to get COVID, they've said this numerous times, and even the folks that say this
through the eyes.
Yeah. The reason why we are even wearing one is to make sure we're not expelling COVID, and that's if you have it in the first place.
Why do you think Fauci at one point wanted us to wear goggles? Boy, he backed off on that.
But he'd have us in one if he could. Dennis, you're next. What's going on, sir?
Hey, John, you're right. When COVID first came out, I looked it up in the internet, and COVID sits on a variety of surfaces many, many times longer than aerosolized in the air. They're claiming 3 hours it lingers in the air. That's the reason for the mask. But it can be up to, I believe the longest was 72 hours.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, and it's easily Googled, and it will tell you how long it remains on a variety of different surfaces, yet we hear nothing about wearing gloves.
Right.
Dennis, if you can exhale COVID through the mask, because we all know it's too small, it will go through the mask, right? And if it hovers in the air for 3 hours, how on earth are you supposed to avoid that getting in your eyes?
You're not.
You're not, unless you're wearing sunglasses, maybe, or like you said, goggles.
Hazmat. Right.
And again, Dennis, I use the example of some of these, what I would call, you know, fanatics when it comes to distancing and masks and so on, that have now come out on Twitter talking about now having COVID and talking about all the things they did as precautions to make sure they didn't get COVID, but at the end of the day, still got it. So, again, common sense, you just have to ask yourself, why are we going through all of these motions?
And it cracks me up to see these medical professionals wearing face shields that are open on three sides that are meant to protect your eyes from flying objects instead of aerosolized.
Right.
That's a great point.
Right.
Particles.
Well said. Yeah, well said. It's dumb. Dennis, the way we've handled this from the get-go, what we should have done is really brought awareness to those that are vulnerable, and you're still going to have some deaths because some folks are going to take that chance, just like they go out and just like 90-year-old people drive if they can still keep their license that long, they will still choose to drive knowing there's a risk in driving. So my point is, if you're of that age and you decide you want to go out in public and you get COVID and you die, then isn't that your choice, Dennis? And why should we take that away from someone?
Well, and studies have shown that 70 to 75% of those people that died from COVID were going to die this year anyway from something else.
Yep.
Now, I had not heard that. Where'd you see that? I believe it as well.
I guess having some data to support it would be great. I mean, if you look at the comorbidity, Dennis, I think if you look at people that are over the age of, say, 75, which, let's face it, the average lifespan of most Americans is around that number anyway. So if you're above that, you get COVID and pass away. You know, now some people could live to be 90, some could live to be 80, some could die the next day. We have no idea.
So Governor Lamb was right all along?
In what way?
Remember when he said, do your duty?
Yeah, do your duty to die?
Correct.
Jeez.
That's what he said. Get out of the way. Yeah, get out of the way.
Yep.
Yeah, well said. Dennis, thank you as always. I appreciate the phone call. And again, folks, please, nobody think that we are coming down on anyone that's had COVID and passed away or any of the family members. I mean, I get it, okay? I understand all of that. Our hearts, thoughts, prayers go out to those individuals that have been affected by this in a very adverse way. But I also will tell you this. My heart, thoughts, and prayers go out to anybody that's been affected by death in an adverse way, period, because it's never fun whether somebody dies of natural causes, somebody dies of a heart attack, they die of diabetes, they die of cancer, they die of a car accident, they die because another person ran into them because of a DUI. I mean, should we outlaw alcohol now? We tried that once in this country, by the way. That didn't work out so well. I mean, do you understand where we're headed with all of what's going on in regard to this mask wearing and the shutdowns and so on? This is like prohibition on steroids. The only difference is we've all bought into it.
It's crazy.
Right?
It's absolutely
crazy. Am I right in the comparison?
Yes.
It's no different than prohibition.
Yes.
We tried to get rid of alcohol back during prohibition because, frankly, the church and the Christians at that time thought that would save lives and, you know, it would be less sinful and on we go. The reality is it was the biggest debacle and disaster that's ever hit this country.
Yeah. Only this is actually, get this, it's worse.
Yeah, because most people have bought into it.
Yeah. This is worse on many levels than prohibition. Let me give you just a couple. First of all, not everybody drinks, but
True. Everybody
breathes.
That's a good point, Andy.
Okay, and everybody buys. Everybody goes to stores. Everybody engages in the free market that you're killing, first of all. Secondly, the alcohol you have to drink in through your mouth, into your body, and then it affects you, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is on door handles. It's aerosol.
True.
It's everywhere.
You have no choice.
Right.
It just shows up.
It's going to come your way anyway.
Good
so
point.
You're trying to actually stop that from coming your way. Prohibition just tried to stop you from
consuming.
Consuming one liquid,
right?
One kind of liquid, alcohol, into your body. This tries to prevent you from bringing in air.
Good point, Andy. Well said. Franktown Firearms is next, folks. And a lot of you, because of everything going on right now, have even asked me, where do I go to buy a gun? How do I get trained? Where do I buy ammunition? Who's got inventory? We have answers to all of that, and it's a yes at Franktown Firearms, 720-770-7777, or find them at klzradio.com.
Get to the range at Franktown Firearms and get your shooting skills back in shape. You consider yourself an experienced shooter, but you haven't been to the range in a while. Remember, defensive shooting skills are perishable. Firing a gun is not like riding a bike. Unless you practice regularly, don't count on your muscle memory to kick in when you need it. The team at Franktown Firearms believes the only difference between a beginner and an expert is practice. They want to give you the certainty that in a fight or flight scenario, you won't freeze. Imagine your frustration should you find yourself in the situation where you need to defend yourself or others, and you don't react the way you thought you would. Make sure you can count on your instincts. Sign up for a membership now. Mention KLZ Radio for a discount on your initiation fee. Walk-ins and non-members also welcome. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Folks, we want your financial future to be secure even when you get to retirement and things happen, i.e. COVID. You know, there's lots of businesses out there that I'm sure looking back on it now would love to have been more financially secure heading into a situation like this. The same is true for you when you get to retirement. Make sure you're prepared for anything that would come along. Al Smith can do that for you. Call him at 303-744-1128 or find him at klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Greg with Open Range Services said, "With all the things I have to worry about in a day, it's nice not to have to worry about this complex beast of a machine outside my office. BES has done a great job of maintaining it for us, and we use the heck out of it. I have had some not-so-fun experiences with office machine maintenance companies in the past. Thanks for giving me one less thing to worry about." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. David Williams joining us now, president of Taxpayers Protection Alliance, or TPA. David, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me. And, you know, as a taxpayer protection group, we're going to be really busy in
yes.
the next 4 years. I mean, listen, I've been busy as soon as I open my doors, right? But I think the next 4 years is going to be crazy busy.
I agree. And we don't know exactly who the president's going to be, but you and I both know, David, that no matter whether that's Trump or Joe Biden, and let's face it, you know, Trump's got a very large uphill battle to make this happen. But let's say that, you know, given the fact of who controls the House of Representatives and what's happened in the past, granted, you know, Donald Trump did a great job of reducing some of those burdens upon, you know, I'm self-employed myself, David, and have a business outside of what mm-hmm. I do here. So I understand that fully well. On the same token, we have Joe Biden. If he becomes president, I see a lot of those things changing, don't you?
I do. And there's just a huge contempt for private investment from Joe Biden and the people that are around Joe Biden. And this one, there are a lot of people around him that are progressive and really don't like when people make money.
Nope.
I mean, I don't understand it because I love when people make money. You
me
know
too.
Why? Because that means
me
people
too,
are
David.
I
love when people make money because that means the economy's doing well. We're all doing well. There's less folks on the government dole, if you would. And you know what? It works out very well for all of us. Every single taxpayer out there, it helps. And at the end of the day, it just makes our country all that much better and more secure as well.
And it makes it more competitive. If you look at what happened with tax reform under President Trump, and this was the first time we had tax reform in more than 30 years. Mm. I mean, this was a monumental occasion. And this helped big business, but it helped small business. And that's what really made me excited was what the tax reform did for small businesses. And they are the lifeblood of this country. We're talking about businesses that have 2, 3, maybe 5 people and folks that have saved their whole lives to open a business and just to, you know, achieve a little bit of the American dream. And, you know, we saw that. And what's amazing is I spoke to these small businesses after tax reform and they said, I can hire more people now.
Right. And most of them did, by the way.
That's it. Yeah, absolutely. So that's exactly, you know, what we saw in the last 4 years. Obviously, when the pandemic hit, all bets were off. We saw some awful things happen to the economy, but it's rebounding pretty darn quickly.
Yeah, and real quick, just a reminder for everybody listening, there's 30.7 million small businesses in the United States of America. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, David, you know, I think that the biggest thing that Trump accomplished in tax reform was the corporate tax rate reduction. Yeah. And I know a lot of people don't care about that. They think, man, you just love big businessmen and you love those guys smoking stogies in back rooms making deals. No, I think dropping the corporate tax rate did more than everything else combined. I thought it was that big of a deal. Tell me and tell the listeners, what do you think is going to happen if Joe Biden runs that from 21 to 28%?
Well, you know, I've been asked this question so many times, like, what was more important, corporate tax reduction or personal income? I think grassroots and for people, it was the personal income taxes being reduced. But for the economy as a whole, you're right, it's corporate taxes.
Yes.
Bringing it down to 21% because what happened was we became competitive again. Companies were coming back to the United States. They were reopening shop here. And under a Joe Biden administration, we're talking about a 28% corporate tax rate up from 21%. And I think that he's probably going to try to push it a little bit higher than that. And we're going to lose our competitive advantage. Now, let's be clear. Businesses will leave. They did before. When we had a 40% corporate tax rate, businesses left this country for Ireland, for Canada, for you name it. Any country that had a lower tax rate, they were leaving. So we are going to lose our competitive advantage for sure.
No, David, you are 100% correct. And the thing that folks forget, something that I'm quick to remind everybody of, is, as Andy said a moment ago, everybody thinks corporate tax, they just think big business. But they forget that there are, you know, sub-S and full C corporations in businesses that have, you know, 5, 10, 25, 50 employees. These are not companies that have thousands of employees. These are just regular, in a lot of cases, mom-and-pop shops that just chose to incorporate.
Yeah, and here's where the Democrats get it wrong. I mean, listen, they get it wrong in a lot of areas.
Yes.
But here's where they get it wrong is they think, well, we'll just increase taxes and bring in more revenue because no one's going to change their behavior. No, it's not how it works. You absolutely change your behavior based upon tax rates. But Democrats don't seem to
understand. You do. And David,
that.
I want to add one more thing to that, too, that I don't think they understand as well. It's something that I continue to drive on this program over and over again because as a business owner myself, and I've been self-employed since I was 22, I guess I get this better than most. In general, and I know that there are exceptions to this, but in general, David, corporations don't pay taxes. Their customers do. So at the end of the day, when a corporation has the ability to charge the consumer less money because their overhead is less, because their tax rate is less, all of us benefit, therefore the benefits to the economy.
It really is, and so you're right. Whenever you raise taxes, you're raising prices. I mean, that's what happens is this is not just a tax increase, it's a price increase.
That's right.
And, you know, and again, it's fool's gold because they think, oh, well, the government's going to get, you know, trillions of dollars. It never happens that way.
Nope.
You know, they look at, you know, 5, 10 years from now and all the money. Well, no, it never materializes, and that's the frustration is that you can't have a logical conversation. But listen, this is part and parcel to this, the Democrats not understanding business and, you know, raising the minimum wage. You raise the minimum wage, while it sounds wonderful, people are making more money, but you're going to have to let people go, because if you only have a limited amount of money in your business, you can't pay five people $15
That's
an
right.
hour. You're going to pay two people $15 an hour.
That's right.
Well, I mean, it's incredible. We don't even tell young people, hey, this makes it more expensive to hire you. Or to keep you.
Right.
Hey, folks, we're talking to David Williams. He's the president of the Taxpayer Protection Alliance. David, quick question. What about what I call the big lie? Joe Biden saying that they will only raise taxes on people making $400,000 a year or more. I got to ask you two questions. Number one, is that true? And number two, let's say they only did that. How many of his $100 trillion in increased programs would that pay for?
Boy, so first of all, I don't believe it. I mean, he's not going to stop at $400,000. I mean, just look at the Obamacare individual mandate. He wants to bring that back. He wants to bring back the penalty and the tax on the individual mandate. So, okay, that's been debunked. Let's put that aside. We know that's just nonsense. I was going to say another word, but I know I shouldn't.
Family show. Good job, David.
But you know, he's talking about, you know, tens of trillions of dollars in new spending, whether it's for healthcare, whether it's for green energy, and these tax increases will come nowhere near being able to bring in that kind of revenue. And you know what they're going to do? They'll just shrug their shoulders and say, oh, well, the program's been created. We're spending the money. Too late now. I mean, there's going to be no accountability for what they do. So you're right.
And I was reading an article about this, David, that hasn't been defined by Joe Biden, is define the 400K. Is that individually? Is that a married couple? So in other words, it's each individual making now 200K, and then that family now makes 400K. You know, let's define the 400K, because, by the way, he hasn't done that yet.
No, he hasn't. But, you know, here's a bit of a glimmer of hope. Is 2 weeks ago during the election, and I know that, you know, what's happening in the White House and that count is a mess, but look at the ballot initiatives. Look at the House of Representatives. Look at the state legislatures. You know, people across this country are rejecting socialism. They are rejecting big taxes. And to me, that's the real story here is, you know, Senator Chuck Schumer, he was measuring the drapes in McConnell's office because he really thought that he was going to be the Senate Majority Leader. And listen, it's still up in the air. We have the Georgia runoffs.
Right. That's right.
I mean, this was nowhere near, you know, Schumer was ready to take over immediately, and Nancy Pelosi, talk about the biggest loser of this year. It's Nancy Pelosi,
right?
Because, you know, she has lost a lot of the House. I mean, I think there were 10 or 11 seats that flipped from Democrat to Republican.
By the way, real quick along that line, David, they didn't flip to old white males. These flip to young females of color. We can go down the list. I mean, we as Republicans did really well in that area when it comes to the House.
Yeah, and I think people are tired of this. If you look at Florida, you have a lot of Hispanic, the population said no to socialism. You know why? Because they've experienced
That's
it.
That's right.
Yeah, they're coming from countries like Venezuela, and they're like, no, we are not going back to that. So the Democrats played a really dumb game, with taking a hard left, because it didn't work. You know, these state races and the ballot initiatives, and so I think there's not a lot of good news coming out of the Biden camp, but at least, you know, the people are speaking, and in 2 years, the Republicans may control the House. It's a very real possibility that Republicans will take over the House in 2 years.
Okay, David, give us a quick answer for the big question, which is, why not raise taxes on the wealthy? Because a lot of people who believe in Joe Biden's tax increases on corporations on over $400,000 a year, we know those are lies, but let's just say they believe in it. Hey, at least he's raising taxes on the rich. Tell somebody right away, quickly, why that's bad.
People change their behavior. They will leave. I mean, look what happens in California. People are moving to Texas because of the high tax rate, and it's easy to move these days. And you know, at some point, Texas may run out of space. We just don't know.
Yep. No, well said. I mean, we have got, back to your comment a moment ago, we still don't know who president's going to be. There's a lot of things that still need to shake out. I, though, believe you, David, that if it does turn out that Joe Biden is our president, I think you're going to see, and this is the other thing that the left doesn't understand, David, is all these people that they're really trying to affect, they didn't get to that level of income by being stupid. I'm not saying that folks will, you know, dodge taxes and not pay or anything along those lines, but these are very smart people. They will do things, make investments, separate things off as needed. I mean, they will do things to make sure they stay with, you know, stay within whatever threshold is needed. And at the end of the day, we don't collect any more money in taxes than if they'd have just left it alone.
Well, and think about this. You know, when a company leaves California to go to Texas, what do they do? Is they destroy the economy in California even further.
That's right.
So, and, you know, Texas is grinning from ear to ear because they have a wonderful tax system and they have people coming in droves.
Yeah, unfortunately, they have people coming in droves from California that are now starting to make them look a little bit more light blue.
Man, and wouldn't that be the crazy thing if that is so, if so many people moved in? You know, we heard
Beto
O'Rourke running against Ted Cruz saying that, you know, it's going to flip. It hasn't flipped yet, but you got to be very, very careful.
Yeah, to Andy's point, David, we've experienced, I'm a Colorado native, we've experienced that in this state, and every cycle of election, or every election cycle, I should say, that we go through, it just continues to get a deeper blue, deeper blue, deeper blue, to where there, I don't think there's a hint of red ever coming back.
Yeah, basically out west, it's Arizona and Colorado, and out east, it's Virginia. And that's what's happened to these places where they flood in from states that they've ruined.
That's right.
And they go in and ruin another one. They're locusts.
Yep.
It's like a disease spreading through the body.
Sure
this blue disease that spreads through the body.
Yes, it is.
We need a vaccine, David.
Yeah. Well, the vaccine is, David, as you know, the vaccine is having the right people running the country, having less taxes, not more taxes, pumping up the economy through spending and a higher disposable income. So those that have that money go spend that money, which, by the way, then helps everyone. That's how this works.
And ultimately, I trust you and I trust myself with my money more than I trust the government.
Amen.
You know, we just want to keep more of our money and we want to spend it as we see fit. We don't want the government spending on crazy and ridiculous things.
Well said. David Williams, I appreciate it. Where's the website folks can go to learn more about you guys?
We're at protectingtaxpayers.org. And boy, this election cycle reminded people, vote.
Yes.
I mean, I know that the election day is over, but in 2 years, 4 years, keep voting. It is so critical that you vote.
Well said. David, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. Have a great evening. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning is coming up next. And for those of you that have accumulated some wealth and some assets and some things, you need to make sure you leave those correctly when you leave this earth, which, by the way, we're all going to die someday. Newsflash. That's how it works. Is it tomorrow? Is it 20 years from now? I don't know, Andy. None of us know. If we all knew, it'd be a different world, but we don't know. So you got to make sure that you're ready to go and prepared, and that's what Michael does for you. Go to klzradio.com or 720-394-6887.
Once you die, it's too late. For a variety of reasons, neither KLZ nor Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law recommend seances or any other means of attempting to communicate with your deceased loved ones. Yes, you might wish you knew their final wishes, but once they've passed on, it's too late to find out. Your best option is to visit klzradio.com/estate now while you're still alive. Because KLZ's mobile estate planner absolutely insists on writing your will before you die.
Purify Chevrolet, where you can buy that new or used vehicle. They've been doing this since 1960. In Fort Lupton, folks, it literally is going back in time to buy a car because they'll just treat you fairly and right and do things the correct way, and you'll have a great experience. I guarantee it. 303-659-8311. That's purifychevrolet.com.
Hi, my name is Denny. I've been a customer of Purifoy Chevrolet since 1994, and I got attracted to Purifoy because I was and still am a Corvette enthusiast. And they were recommended to me to do modifications to my Corvette, and it's transpired into over a 25-year relationship now with the dealership. Over the course of the years, I probably purchased 24 Corvettes and numerous company vehicles for my business, and it's just been an outstanding relationship all these years. If you're a Corvette enthusiast, there's probably not a better place to take a Corvette for service or any modifications you'd like to make. And from the day I came up there back in 1992, you just come away impressed. I've known Rolly now for 20-some years, and a good business relationship turned into a very, very good personal friendship.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Governor Polis, Kevin Polis will now, I know it's Jared, but we call him Kevin.
We call him Kevin.
We'll select one of three people, by the way, one of three people to serve on the Colorado Supreme Court, replacing the last Republican-appointed justice that now sits on our Supreme Court in Colorado. So as we said a moment ago, are we a blue state? Yeah.
Oh, we're deep blue. And the thing now, John, is that no conservative, Republican, liberty activist, anybody on the right will have any ear at the Colorado Supreme Court. It doesn't matter what case you bring. Nope. It doesn't matter what points you present. Nope. It doesn't matter what your case looks like. You will not be heard. You will be struck down every single time because these are activists. They're not judges.
And your only hope is going to be then is if you could push it up to the Supreme Court on a federal basis, if your case is even such that we'll even, you know, pass muster and make the, because not all will, by the way, not all will be accepted by that next level. So to your point, Andy, if you're in Colorado and you've got any kind of a lawsuit that ends up going to the Supreme Court in Colorado and you're any kind of a conservative, you know, good luck.
You're done.
Yeah. Don't even run it.
You're done. And, you know, this is something that has always bothered me.
And by the way, the opposite is also true.
Go ahead.
Let's say you're on the receiving end of a lawsuit that's put out by a bunch of, we'll use Jack Phillips as an example. So you have a bunch of leftist, you know, LGBTQs that now accuse you of doing something that, by the way, you never did in the first place. It goes to the Colorado Supreme Court. Who do you think wins?
You lose no matter what. Once again, we got to keep in mind, John, we're talking about the left. The left believes that the accusation equals evidence if the accusation comes from the left. Mm-hmm. All right. So anybody anywhere in Colorado who is a leftist can go into any business that they know is run by a Republican, right? Or a church or anywhere else, and they can make any accusation they want, get a couple buddies to make the same accusation. Now they have numbers. Notice they've provided no evidence whatsoever. It won't matter. It won't matter at all. It's a kangaroo court. Anything that goes to the Colorado courts is going to be 100% leftist. Mm-hmm. Folks, you're not going to have a voice. Sorry if we're depressing you here, but John and I deal in honesty.
So let's use an example. We'll go back to COVID.
Okay.
Like we were talking earlier.
Yeah.
Let's say, for an example, an association gets together and says, hey, Governor Polis in the state of Colorado, you ruined our businesses, plural.
Which is true.
Not just one, but all of them.
Right.
We've ruined all of them. We're now going to file a suit against the state of Colorado for damages because you shut our businesses down.
And they can show all the numbers. They can show everything exactly stemming from the restrictions he put in place. Go ahead.
Won't matter. You go to the Supreme Court with that. If, in fact, it goes that high, doesn't matter.
They don't care.
No, won't make any difference, will it?
The only word that is going to offer any hope whatsoever for justice to any conservative in Colorado is the word appeal. And you got to hope it's heard and that it goes to the Supreme Court.
Because if it stays in this state, you're done, folks. Sorry. You're just done.
Right.
Sorry, I hit the mic. I'm throwing my hands up because it's like, we're done.
Well, you might as well hit the mic.
We're done. We're finished.
It is. And, you know, John, just to make it even scarier, what about conservatives in education? What about conservatives on the radio like us? What about conservatives in every walk of life? Let me tell you something. You know, when I managed at the casinos, the liberals on staff, far, far, far more than the conservatives, were a lawsuit machine.
Of course they are.
They're always the ones who are looking for any way, any reason to sue. They are incredibly difficult to fire. You can fire a conservative.
Yeah, because they'll go find another job. They don't care.
Yeah, you can fire a conservative in between inhaling and exhaling.
That's right.
And
you can't the other.
Right. And so now that side that acts like that owns the courts.
Dennis, you're up next. Couple minutes. Go ahead.
Hey, John, there is a way to play their game.
Let's hear it.
So we just got done voting, and part of my ballot was a huge list of judges to retain.
Mm-hmm.
Not a single Supreme Court justice was retained on my ballot.
Well, it wouldn't be Supreme Court. It would be the ones below that, because the Supreme Court, they would have to retire off. That's what's happening now as we speak.
I thought there were a couple Supreme Court, but, you know...
To my knowledge, if somebody can correct me on this, I am not a legal expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I thought even when it came to Colorado, because, for example, some of these... basically, the way the bench is made up in Colorado right now is the majority are going to be there from John Hickenlooper, and the next ones will be, of course, from Polis. I believe the one that is resigning was a Bill Ritter appointment, and it does say appointment, so that means that they're not voted in and out.
No, not in and out, but retained, and there is a difference.
And you could be right. Again, I'm not an expert in this area.
No, Dennis,
I don't know.
Dennis, you're right. We can vote not to retain. The problem is coming up with a majority to do that. Mm. And that is incredibly hard to do.
Well, once again, as conservatives, we've got to stick together and
yep.
try.
No, I agree. No, not denying that, Dennis. Again, appreciate the phone call. No, and
he's right.
He's right. I will not deny that. It's just when we have a hard time even getting enough signatures turned in to recall the governor, I'm not sure how you're going to oust a Supreme Court justice.
Well, that sounds like it was a mess. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'd like to hear some of the inner details. They haven't really
come out. I've tried, by the way. I've reached out. Just so everybody knows, I've reached out, asked questions. I would love to know. I can't. I've got crickets coming back. Crickets. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. American National Insurance is next. And Paul Leuenberger, my agent, would love to help you make sure you're properly insured. Don't be underinsured. Don't be overinsured either. Make sure you're properly insured, and Paul can help you with that. 303-662-0789.
Your home insurance should include the stuff inside your house, too. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance, remains one of very few agents who will sit down with you and ask specific, detailed questions, making sure that in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. After a fire, you won't only need a new place to live, you'll also need to replace your gun collection and your jewelry. In those situations, you don't want to work with an agent you found online. You want to talk to someone who knows you, someone who will take the initiative to call and see how you're doing. Even in less disastrous situations, such as accidentally dropping your wedding ring down the sink, the proper coverage with Paul will make you financially whole. Paul Leuenberger can't relieve the emotional loss of a family heirloom, but he will make sure that you can replace your possessions at their full financial value. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for listening today. We do appreciate it. I also know that you're listening on Tuesday before Thanksgiving. We do appreciate that as well. Have a happy Thanksgiving on behalf of both Andy, Charlie, and I. And we're going to talk a little bit through the rest of this show about Thanksgiving gatherings and what the government wants you to do or not do. It's ridiculous, by the way.
Yeah, this is going to be humorous.
Luckily, there are individuals and even sheriffs across the country that have come out and said, you guys can pass whatever edict you want, but the reality is we got far too many things to do inside of our jurisdiction than to run around and figure out how many turkeys somebody's got, you know, baking in the oven.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, this is just ridiculous.
Is there a cop anywhere who is going to enforce this? I mean, granted, you've got a few hard leftist cops, but I'm talking outside of the wackos.
I don't think in general, no.
No.
All right, we got two more hours coming your way. Don't go anywhere. If you're listening to our replay hour, thank you very much. We do appreciate it. And again, we'll be back. Hour two is next. Myself, Andy, and Charlie, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.